More than 50 Western countries have met at NATO headquarters in Brussels to promise more weapons for Ukraine. The pledge follows an increase in deadly missile strikes launched by Russia, its most intense since the war began. There was widespread agreement that while Ukraine had shifted momentum with extraordinary gains in the last number of weeks, it would still need more help strengthening its air defence. US Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says Russia's latest attacks have laid bare President Vladimir Putin's disregard for human life.
The whole world has just seen yet again the malice and cruelty of Putin's war of choice, rooted in aggression and waged with deep contempt for the rules of war. Russia's latest barrage against Ukraine's cities has again killed and wounded innocent civilians and put targets with no military purpose in the crosshairs. But Russia's latest assaults have only deepened the determination of the Ukrainian people and further united countries of goodwill from every region on earth.
Meanwhile, Russian officials have arrested 8 people over an explosion that damaged a bridge linking annexed Crimea to Russia. The country's Federal Security Service says 5 Russians and 3 citizens of Ukraine and Armenia have been arrested. But Ukraine describes Russia's investigation into the incident as nonsense.